稣，耶稣复活了，
复活了，
复活了。
He is risen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the power of God in resurrection.
今天我们要跟大家分享他耶稣复活的大能。
You may have noticed when the Bible speaks about physical death.
你也许注意到，在圣经上讲到肉体的死亡的时候
，It often uses phrases like those who have fallen asleep.
常常用一些句子说那些睡了的人。
Well, I hope nobody's going to fall asleep here this morning.
我希望今天早上没有人要打瞌睡。
Every night when it begins to get dark, you fall asleep.
每天天黑了晚上的时候，你就要睡觉了。
Then in the morning, as the sun rises, what do you do?
天亮的时候你做什么呢？
You wake up.
你就起来了。
So in the Bible, it often uses physical things to explain spiritual things.
所以在圣经里面常常用一些我们物质上的事情来解释属于灵性上的事情。
Things like darkness and light or...Sleeping and waking.
就好像说黑暗和光明，就用睡觉和起来。
But being resurrected from the dead, it will be much more than simply waking up from sleep.
但是我们讲到从死里复活，是远远超过你好像从睡里面醒过来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We sang, "This is the day that you have made."
我们说这个日子是你所定的日子。
Lord, we rejoice in it.
我们在里面高兴欢喜。
Sunday is the day you rose from the grave.
主日是你复活的日子。
Lord, we thank you that you have awakened us spiritually.
我们谢谢你把我们从把我们的灵魂从沉睡中复醒起来。
We come here today full of hope in eternal life.
我们今天来到这里，带着我们对永恒的希望。
Not because of anything worthy in ourselves, Lord.
并不是因为我们配得什么。
But you are the one who is worthy.
但是你是那位配得称颂。
We give you all the praise, all the glory.
我们把所有的颂赞、荣耀都归给你。
It is by your power that we are raised.
是因为你的大能，使我们能够从死里复活。
Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Now, after Jesus was crucified, there was a man named Joseph of Arimathea.
耶稣被钉十字架之后，有一个人叫做约瑟，是亚利马太城里的人。
You may remember in the story, he went to Pontius Pilate. He asked for the body of Jesus.
也许你记得那个故事，他去到比拉多那边去要求要耶稣的身体。
And Joseph took down the body.
约瑟把耶稣的身体从十字架上降下来。
Probably Joseph here, and they're lowering Jesus down dead.
对吧？就是从十字架上把钉死的耶稣放下来。
They took Jesus's body down, and they wrapped it in a linen shroud.
他把他尸体就用一个细麻布裹起来。
Now it's interesting. This story of Jesus' body being wrapped in the linen shroud, it's in all of the Gospels.
所以这一个耶稣的尸体用细麻布裹起来，这一个
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they all write this story.
四本福音书，马太、马可、路加福音里面都有记载。
And this idea of draping the body with the cloth, this is the Jewish custom for how they bury their dead.
看那个图，他是把那一块布放在那个尸体上面，这是犹太人埋葬的一个习俗。
Archaeologists in the Middle East have uncovered many.Jewish tombs, and inside there is a body, and it is wrapped in this single burial shroud.
So, 有很多考古学家在中东那个地方有掘出许多这个犹太人的坟墓，都可以看到那个尸体是用一个布这样裹起来。
This is exactly as it was done with Jesus.
这个图片就显示耶稣也是用这个布这样裹起来。
That was 2,000 years ago.
那是两千年以前。
Here is a modern day. These are Orthodox Jews in New York, and the person has died. And here you see the shroud draped over the body as they carry him up.
这一个是现在在纽约是一个正统犹太教人，有信犹太教人他们的葬礼。你也可以看到那个尸体是用一块布裹起来。
So to this day, the Jews still use this as their way of burying the dead.
所以直到今天，犹太人的习俗还是葬死人的时候是用这个方式。
Now, have you ever seen this?
你有没有看过这个图画？
Some of you have, maybe some of you haven't.
也许你们有的人看过，有的人没有看过。
This is called the Shroud of Turin.
这个东西叫做都灵这个地方的一个裹尸布。
To this day, no one knows. There's an image on here. I'm going to show it to you clearly. There's an image. Here's the head and the body and the arms. And this is the back, his back and his legs.
这一块布是这样子打开的，所以那个头身体是那一边，这一边是脚，是这块布上有一个图像。
Not sure if you can see it in this light, but I'll point it out again. So here is the man's head.
看到这是一个人的头。
His arms are here.
他的手、他的身体、他的脚。
Yeah. There's an image on this cloth.
这个是一个那个布的一个照片，所以照出这个影像来。刚才看的是那个布本身。
I'm going to give you a little history about this.
我要今天跟大家分享一下这一块布的历史。
So first, it's called the Shroud of Turin because Turin is a place, and it's up there in northern Italy. You see the red circle.
那个都灵是意大利北部的一个城市，就在那个。写靴子的脚的那个开口的地方。
That's where the shroud is today.
那个今天这一块裹尸布还在那个地方。
Okay, this is actually the church where it is kept, the church of St. John the Baptist.
所以在这一个教会里面，圣徒施洗约翰大教堂里面，这个裹尸布在这个教堂里面。
You could actually go there and see it.
你可以到那个地方去旅游的话，你可以看到。
This particular shroud, this is the single most scientifically studied historical religious artifact of all time.
这个是有史以来被用科学方法来研究最多的一件历史或是宗教的文物。
That's pretty amazing.
这是很令人惊讶。
Many highly trained scientists have examined it, trying to figure out how did this.Piece of non-photographic linen cloth, yet this image of a crucified man on it.
所以有很多高等的科学家来研究，说一块布怎么会能显示出一个影像出来，一个这个钉十字架的人的影像出来。
Okay, photography had not even been invented until 1827.
摄影术是到公元1827年才发明。
So if it's from back in Jesus' day, who would have even thought of putting an image somehow onto a piece of cloth?
所以如果说主耶稣基督是在两千多年前死的话，谁会想到说这个影像会在这个布上？
There's no other image like this in the whole world.
在全世界没有任何地方有一块布是像这个样子。
None.
没有。
Pretty amazing.
这很奇妙。
Okay, if you have heard of the shroud, you may also have heard more than 30 years ago, they did a carbon 14 test on it to see how old it is.
所以也许你听过有关这块布的事情，也许你就知道在30年前他们用碳14来测定这块布到底有多老。
That first test came up with an age of about 700 years old.
那个测试的结果说这一块布大概是有700多年。
So they said it can't possibly be the actual burial cloth. It's not old enough.
所以绝对不可能是说是耶稣死的时候那一块裹尸布，因为时间不够。
But more recently, further tests have been done, and that date was not accurate.
所以最近又有后来又有人做更多的测试。就发觉他当初定的那个700年那个时间并不准确。
So what happened was, there was a church fire.
因为 实际上是那个保存这块裹尸布的那个教堂曾经有一次火灾。
I'm sure you saw last Tuesday, Notre Dame.
所以我想你在新闻上看到上个礼拜二在巴黎的这个圣母大教堂失火的情形。
This fire was back in 1458.
所以这一次那个教堂失火是在公元1458年。
Back then they kept the shroud folded in a metal box.
他们当时保存是把这一块布折起来放在一个铁的盒子里。
When the fire started, some of the metal in the box actually melted and it burned holes into the shroud.
所以当失火的时候，那个铁盒子有部分就融化，所以有一些那个烧化的铁就滴到那个布上，就把布穿破了。
On top of that, someone poured water on it to try to put the fire out.
他们又为了要救火，把水浇在上面，所以水也沾到这个布上。
Let me see if I have a. I'm trying to see my next image. Yeah. Okay. So here is the shroud. You can see there's water stains on it, and let me point out what happened here. So the image is in the center part.
所以这个那个人的形象是在这一块布的中间的部分。
It's hard to see. These marks here, these are the burn marks that it was folded, so it got multiplied.
因为这个布是折起来，所以那个烧化的金属掉下去的时候，所以就好几层里面都有那个烧过的痕迹，那个三角形。
So it's kind of amazing the water didn't do any harm, didn't damage the image at all.
所以后来发觉那个水并没有对那个影像造成任何的影响。
But the shroud was nearly destroyed.
但是这块布是几乎被烧毁了。
You can imagine the devil would love to destroy this image.
你可以想象仇敌魔鬼就巴不得这块布会被摧毁掉。
Since that time, it has been very carefully preserved.
所以自从那次失火以后，这一块布就被保存和保护得很好。
So what happened is some the Catholic nuns tried to repair the burns.
所以有一个这个天主教的修女就试着要把这块布修好。
They were very skilled and they weaved new threads into the areas where the burns were.
所以那个烧过的地方用这个很好的那个线，这样子一点一点的想把它修，把那个破洞补起来。
So what happened in that first dating test was that the material that they took was actually not the original linen of the cloth.
所以当初他们做碳十四测试的时候，他们剪了一块小小的布，那一块布并不是那个原来的布。
They know that because when they retested, they realized.The material they had was actually cotton.
所以当他们再测试发觉，原来他们发觉那个是碳。
Yeah, so it's pure linen. There's no cotton in the original fabric.
但是这个是亚麻布，应该是没有碳在里面。
So today there are many scientists who hold that this cloth is actually from the time of Jesus. It's 2,000 years old.
所以今天他们鉴定的结果觉得这一块布应该是2000多年前的那一块布。
Another way that they have determined this, there are actually embedded into the microfibers, there are tiny little fossils of pollen.
所以他们在这次检验的过程当中发觉在这一块布的纤维里面有那个花粉的化石在里面。
There are experts who have determined thatThis kind of pollen is only from the area around Jerusalem.
他们发觉这个花粉是只有在耶路撒冷附近才有的特别的花粉。
Not only is it only from that area, but this kind only blossoms in the springtime.
不但是在耶路撒冷附近有这种花，而且这个花只有在春天的时候才开花。
And that's around this time. In fact, yesterday for the Jews, yesterday was Passover.
所以对犹太人说，昨天是他们的逾越节，就是相当于现在这个时候。
So what the shroud is revealing? There's an image of a man here. Can you see it? There's his head, and his eyes, and his body, and his arms.
所以这一块布到底显现了什么？从这一块影像中，到底给我们说什么？
He's about 5 feet 11 inches tall.
So, 5尺 11英寸高这个人。
He was terribly scourged.
他是被受了很严重的严重的这个鞭打。
You may remember the Romans made whips with pieces in them that would tear the flesh.
看到罗马人用的这个鞭子是鞭子的梢上面有这些金属的有东西打的时候会打得很
重。So the Romans were masters at torture, really.
罗马人是这个刑罚的这个专长，刑罚是这个罗马人的专长。
That's the flogging or the scourging that would rip his flesh.
就是用这个鞭打，打的时候打得使他皮开肉绽。
And the crucifixion by the Romans, it was intended to inflict as much pain as possible.
所以这个十字架这个刑法，这个罗马人发明的，就是要使这个受刑的人受到最大的痛苦。
So what the image on the shroud clearly shows is the person in the image was crucified with nails through his hands and through both of his feet.
所以那块布上的影像显示出这个人是被钉十字架死的，因为他手上有那个钉痕。
We can also see that his head was bleeding from multiple puncture wounds.
也看到他头上有流了很多的血，就是很多这个扎伤的那个头上流了很多的血。
These would be wounds that would be as if he had the crown of thorns.
可以想象说耶稣被钉十字架的时候头上戴了荆棘的冠冕。
And the cloth shows the blood stains.
那个布上有很多这个血迹。
There is also in the image the man's side was pierced.
所以在那个图上也可以看到这个人的肋旁是有一个被刺穿。
We can see there's a large puncture wound, and it's the size of the head of a Roman spear.
那个尺寸就像罗马士兵的那个枪的那个枪头一样。
So there are more than 400 blood stains from individual wounds all over the shroud.
所以在这块布上，所有这个可以去数到那个伤口有四百多个。
Tests show it's real human blood.
经过测试，这个血是真的人的血。
It's not painted on. It's not animal blood.
不是说画上去、涂上去，也不是说什么动物的血。
We can also see none of the man's bones are broken.
也可以看到这个人的骨头一根都没有折断。
So all of the wounds that we see on the shroud, they match with the wounds that the disciples describe happened to Jesus.
所以你可以从这一块布上的这个所有这个伤痕，都跟门徒记载在圣经里面耶稣死的时候这个受死的情形一样。所以是非常的奇妙。
Okay, the scientists made a three-dimensional model based on the image on the shroud.
所以这个科学家就用这个布上的这个形象做了一个立体的模型。
A little hard to see in this light, but the body is just covered with wounds.
看的也许不是看得很清楚，但是你看到身上全都是伤痕。
You might recall, when all of the disciples had seen the resurrected Jesus except for Thomas,
也许你记得所有的门徒都见到复活的耶稣，除了多马。
Thomas said, I cannot believe it.
多马说我没有办法相信。
He had seen how horrible Jesus' crucifixion death was.
因为他见证到耶稣在钉十字架前所受的各样的刑罚是多么的这个残忍。
Thomas told the others, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, unless I can put my finger into his side, I will not believe.
多马跟他的这个同伴说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Yeah, Jesus' death was just that brutal.
耶稣的死是那样的残忍。
But a short time later, Thomas did see the resurrected Jesus.
可是隔了不久，多马见到复活的耶稣。
Jesus said, Thomas, come, you put your finger into the wounds. It's really me.
耶稣说, 多玛, 你要来看看我手上钉痕吗? 我真的是耶稣。
And Thomas, believing, said, My Lord and my God.
多玛就伏在地上说, 我的主, 我的神。
And Jesus said, You believe because you have seen me.
耶稣对他说, 你因看见了我才信。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe.
那没有看见就信的人有福了。
You ask yourself today, are you so blessed? Do you believe?
你可以自己问一下, 你今天是有福的吗?
We know the Romans crucified many, many people.
我们知道罗马执政的那一这个时代, 他用十字架钉死了许多人。
Many people got nails through their hands and feet.
有许多受刑的人, 他的手上, 脚上, 都有这个钉痕。
We only know of one person who received the crown of thorns.
但是我们知道只有一个, 他戴了荆棘的冠冕。
Also had his side pierced by the Roman spear.
而且同时他的肋旁也被枪刺伤。
Jesus really died.
耶稣是真的死了。
Another interesting feature on the shroud, the image appears only on one side of the cloth.
所以另外一个有趣的事实就是说, 这一块布只有在一面,里面那一面有这个影像。
So if you imagine, here's the body and the cloth is underneath and above him.
所以一块布放在上面, 人躺在上面, 然后把它包过来, 只有,
The image is only on the inside of the cloth. It doesn't penetrate through the cloth. You can't see it from the outside.
所以你从外面看不到, 你要把那个布打开来, 那个影像是在那一块布的里面跟身体接触的那一部分。
But the blood stains penetrate all the way through.
但是那个血迹确实渗过那个布, 渗到外面来。
So the scientists say the blood actually was on the cloth before the image.
所以一些这个 他们证明就是说那个血是在那一块布上，那个影像是后来才有的。
So it's not like the image was there and then somebody could paint the blood in the right spots.
并不是说哦那个影像在那边，所以有人就去照着那个影像把血这样涂在上面。
The blood was first.
那个血是先在上面。
See, there's no other image like this anywhere in the whole world.
所以全世界没有任何一个地方有一块布像这个样子。
Now, one of the scientists who examined the shroud, he's a forensic pathologist. He's an expert in determining cause of death.
所以有一个科学家是这个法医啊，是一个病理学家，是他是专门来鉴定人死是怎么死的。He's
from New York. He said, "I have no doubt at all. The image is authentically a human being who was actually crucified."
这个人是在纽约，他说了，他说我绝无怀疑，这个人是一个被钉十字架而钉死人的影像。In
other words, it's not an image created by a very talented artist. Maybe you think Leonardo da Vinci, but he wasn't even around yet.
所以绝对不是说拿一个伟大的艺术家好像画出来的。So
could this shroud actually be the burial cloth of Jesus?
所以这一块裹尸布 到底是不是耶稣死的时候裹他身体的那一块布呢?
I want you to think about that this Easter Sunday.
所以在今天这个复活节的时候，我要大家一起来想一想。
I can tell you that scientists are still studying this with new highly technical means of measuring things.
所以我可以跟大家讲，就是说有科学家到今天还在用 更新的技术想要来研究这一块布。
Yeah, the more they study it, the more things are very interesting they discover.
所以他们越研究就有更多的很有趣的事情就被发现。I'll
tell you just one more.
我跟你再说一样事情。
This is recently they have found that there were actually Roman coins placed on the eyes in the shroud.
他们在那个图像上发觉就是说有那个罗马的钱币放在那个眼睛上。
The reason they would put the coins on the eyes of the dead was sometimes a person, when they were dead, their eyes would sort of pop open, and the coins were weights to keep your eyelids closed.
所以因为有的人死的时候，他死的时候眼睛是这样暴露出来，所以他们把那个钱放在眼睛上，有那个重量使他的眼皮可以关着。
What's interesting about the coins is that they are a particular coin minted around
29 to 33 AD.
Right around the time of Jesus' death.
公元29到33年那时候铸造的，所以就是耶稣死的那个前后的时间。
So there's still many interesting things to learn about the shroud.
所以还是有很多有趣的事情可以从这块布里面来发掘。
Now whether it is the actual burial shroud of Jesus or not,
不管它是不是真的裹耶稣尸体的那块布,
what the shroud does is it helps us to think about it, helps us to remember the terrible price Jesus paid so our sins could be forgiven.
但是这一块布让我们可以思念
So the scientists say, you know, there's one thing that possibly could create the image on the linen.
所以那些科学家说，也许有一样事情可以使这个影像跑到布上面。
You know what that would be?
你知道是什么？
Not paint.
不是画，不是涂，不是
light.
是光.
But they say the intensity of the light. The molecules in the linen are actually changed.
他说，当这个光非常强的时候，那个布质量里面那个分子就起了变化。To
do that, the light would have to be of a magnitude of 6 to 8 billion watts.
所以，如果说要使这个影像可以放弄到布上，那个光的强度要60到80亿。
It was an incredibly bright light. I mean, just try to stare at, you know, a 50-watt light bulb in your house.
所以你在家里看，眼睛对着一个50瓦特的灯看，你看了一下也受不了。
The problem with a light that bright is that it also produces heat.
但是光如果那么强的话，它也会产生热量。
And the heat that would be produced from that much light would instantly burn the shroud.
如果这么强的光 这么大的热量，那块布瞬间就被烧毁。
There'd be nothing but ash.
就变成灰了。
Unless it was a very fast interval.
除非那个时间是非常的短暂，那个光是非常的亮的，只有很小很短的时间。
Mathematically, they calculated it would be 1/40 billionth of a second.
所以他们用计算的话，如果那个光不会把布烧毁的话，那个光出现的时间只有400亿分之一秒。Anything
longer and the ash, the shroud would burn.
任何比那个长一点的时间，那个布早就烧毁了。
So how can a dead body produce light?
所以一个死的身体怎么会放出光来？
I think in the final analysis, we don't have any natural explanation for how this image of a crucified man got on the cloth.
所以我们分析的结果就是说，没有任何理由或者原因可以解释说一个死人的形象怎么会跑到一个布上面。
It seems some sort of a supernatural light. Either the cloth penetrated through the body, or the body penetrated through the cloth.
所以是只能说是一个超自然的现象，不管是，你能修的
light. Oh, thank you. Oh, very bright light. Okay.
所以这是一个超自然的现象。
So, is there anything in the scriptures that might help us to understand what happened?
所以圣经上有没有一些记载可以帮助我们了解到底发生了什么事？
Well, here you see Saul, the Pharisee, being converted to the Apostle Paul. You remember that story?
所以你记得这个故事是保呃扫罗在大马色路上遇见耶稣的时候，他成了保罗。
He encountered the risen Christ on the Damascus Road. You remember that?
他在大马色的路上遇到了复活的主。
Paul says, "About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me."
他说我将到大马色正走的时候约在晌午 忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
I fell to the ground. I heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Paul says, my companions had to lead me by hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light blinded me.
保罗说，我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我的手进了大马色。
You remember also in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John writes,
你也记得在启示录，使徒约翰这样写。
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me.
我转过身来要看谁发声与我说话。
When I turned, his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
既转过来就看他面貌如同烈日放光。
Later, in the same book of Revelation, John writes, the city does not need the sun or the moon.
所以在启示录约翰也写说，那城内又不用日月光照。
The glory of God gives it its light.
因有神的荣耀光照。
The Lamb is the lamp.
又有羔羊为城的光。
I'm having trouble with my clicker today. Okay. Okay, finally, at Jesus' transfiguration.
所以最后我们可以看到耶稣在这个变化山上。
Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and he led them up a high mountain.
耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山。
And there Jesus was transfigured before them.
就在他们面前变了形象。
His face shone like the sun.
脸面明亮如日头。
His clothes became as white as light.
衣裳洁白如光。
The Apostle John tells us, this is the message that God has given us to pass on to you.
使徒约翰说，这就是神给我们的信息，要传给大家的。
God is light.
神就是光。
In him, there is no darkness.
在他毫无黑暗。
So we keep in mind, Jesus in his resurrected, his glorified body, he ate and he drank.
我们要记得耶稣复活之后，在他荣耀的身体。他又吃又喝。
His disciples were able to touch him.
他的门徒可以摸他。
He even made a breakfast of fish for them at the beach.
他甚至在海边替门徒准备了早餐。
So,
吃鱼。
His resurrected body, it's a perfect physical body.
所以他的复活的身体也是一个完完全全的肉身的身体。
Yet somehow, he is also brilliant light.
但是同时又有很明亮的光。
Now the Apostle Paul tells us, the Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body.
所以使徒保罗跟我们说，就是主耶稣基督要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Here's some really good news for all of us.
对我们每一个人说，这都是大好的消息。
Amen. He's going to give you a new body, like Christ's glorious body.
他要给我们每一个人一个身体，像耶稣的荣耀的身体一样。
Now the Apostle Paul asked, we read the scripture this morning, how are the dead raised? What kind of a body do they come?
所以使徒保罗，我们今天早上读的经文也问说，有人问死人怎样复活。
And Paul thinks this is a foolish question.
所以保罗觉得这个问的问题有一点愚蠢。
He really says the resurrection of the body, it's not that difficult for you to understand.
他说这个复活的身体对你们来讲并不是很难了解。
Okay, he says it's like seed time and harvest.
他就好像撒种的时候跟收成的时候。
Okay, what you sow doesn't come to life unless it dies.
你所种的若不死就不能生。
What you sow is not the body that is to be.
并且你所种的不是那将来的形体。
And here we have a seed being planted into the soil.
看到一个种子被种到土里。
So it is with the resurrection of the dead.
所以死人复活也是这样。
What is sown is perishable.
所种的是必朽坏的。
But what is raised is imperishable.
复活的是不朽坏的。
So obviously you see here in the natural world, the seed has died.
所以你看到在自然界里面，种子种到土里面，种子就死了。
What's being raised in the natural world is it's still perishable.
当然长出来的最终还是会毁灭。
So this is a picture of what's happening from the physical world, describing what happens in the spiritual world.
所以这是又像圣经上用一个物质世界的形象来形容解释灵里的事情。
So the body that is raised will be imperishable.
所以复活的身体是不朽坏的。
It's sown in dishonor.
所种的是羞辱的。
It's literally buried into the dirt.
就实际就种到脏土里去了。
But it's raised in glory.
但是复活的是荣耀。
So the seed will become what God has intended it to become all along.
所以种子要成长，成为神一直要有意让它成为的。
That's the same with what God is doing with us. He has a destiny for you. You're not there yet.
所以就是神对我们讲，他对你有一个指定的目的地，你还没有到达那个地方。
Your physical body and mind will be sown in weakness.
你的肉体的身体会被种到。
It will be sown a natural body.
要种下去的是一个肉体的身体。
But it's raised in power. It's raised a spiritual body.
但是复活起来是一个强而有力、荣耀的身体。
So that's the simple explanation that Paul gives to help us understand resurrection.
所以保罗就用这个比较很简单的例子来跟我们解释复活是怎么一回事。
What we see, this could be like a cemetery. There's the seeds going into the dirt.
所以我们看到这里就是那个种撒种的时候，豆子一种在土里。
Well, we want to understand there is continuity. There's continuity between what it was, but it's also remarkably different from what it was.
但是虽然我们要告诉大家，就是说，虽然这个种下去的跟长出来的是很不一样，但是它们中间有连贯性。
And the difference isn't just in the shape, it's also in the characteristics of it.
不光光是形状不一样，而且它们的内质、它们的品质也都不一样。
So the body that comes from the seed, it's really utterly different from the seed itself.
所以从种子长出来的那个东西是完完全全跟那个种子的样子不一样。
So it will be with us.
所以我们也是这样。
Okay, your physical body, unless the Lord comes back soon, will disintegrate into the earth.
所以你我的肉体的身体，除非主来，迟早我们都会在朽坏变成尘土。
I'm sure you've seen it. It will be buried in weakness and really in dishonor.
要埋起来，又软弱又羞辱。
Yet God will cause it to rise again in its new form.
但是神会使我们又活过来，是完全一个不同的形体。
The good news is your body that you're getting is going to be like Jesus' glorified body.
但是好消息是你将来的身体会像基督的身体一样。
You'll still be the same person.
你还是原来那个人。
You know, the disciples were able to recognize Jesus.
因为门徒可以认得出来那个是耶稣。
So there's continuity.
所以这边有这个连贯性。
But it will be remarkably different.
但是是非常的不同。
Now Paul's saying some people don't believe in the resurrection.
所以保罗也告诉我们说，有些人根本不相信复活的事情。
He's saying if you don't believe in the resurrection, you might as well say you don't believe in plants.
他说，如果你不相信有复活的事情，那你就干脆说对这个植物你都不相信。
Okay, God's giving us a simple picture in the physical.Of what will take place in the spiritual.
所以神用一个非常简单的这个物质的形象来形容。
So are these kinds of very dramatic changes, are they too difficult for God?
所以这个看起来很戏剧化的变化对神来说是一件难事吗？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
No. Okay, the truth is, God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power.
实际上神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足地成就一切。
So why is physical resurrection so important?
为什么这个身体的复活这么重要？
Well, Paul says, we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we're grown inwardly, we're waiting eagerly for the redemption of our bodies.
因为保罗告诉我们说，我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
If you believe today, you have been born again. That's a kind of a spiritual resurrection.
如果你相信这个事情，你就已经重生，你的灵已经活过来。
But your physical body has not yet been fully redeemed. That event is still future.
但是你的身体还没有完全得赎，因为那是将来要来的事。
If Christ has not been raised, then our faith is futile.
基督若没有复活，我们的信便是徒然。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, then of all the people we're the most to be pitied.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。
The resurrection means there's more coming.
复活是讲还有更多的事件会发生。
The Epicurean philosophers back in Paul's day, they said this.
在这个保罗时代，有一个哲学家叫做以比古罗。
Pursue pleasure and avoid pain.
他说就尽量追求享乐，不要受任何的痛苦。
So if there's no resurrection of the dead, then eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
所以没有复活的话，我们就吃吃喝喝就算了。明天反正我们就要死了。
There are still people who think like this.
但是今天也还是有很多人是有这样。
Is there more to life than simply seeking pleasure?
生命就是仅仅的寻求享乐吗？
Listen to what Paul says.
我们再来听保罗跟我们怎么说。
Do not be misled.
你们不要自欺。
Okay, bad company corrupts.Good character.
烂交是败坏善行。
He says, "Don't associate with people that teach that."
不要跟那些教导这样事情的人，他们有任何来往。
Ignorant of God.
因为他们完全对神的事情无知。
They don't know the power of God.
他们不明白神的大能。
So Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
基督实际是已经从死里复活。
He is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
Now, when did Jesus die? What was the festival when he died?
耶稣死的时候是犹太人什么节期？
It was the Passover, right?
是逾越节。
Passover. So Jesus died on the Passover.
所以耶稣钉十字架那一天是犹太人的逾越节。
Paul says, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
保罗说，因为我们逾越节的羔羊，基督已经被杀献祭了。
You should also know he rose on the first day of the Jewish festival called First Fruits.
你也要知道，耶稣复活的时候是在犹太人的一个节期，叫做初熟节，他复活。
The Jewish festivals, there's seven of them. You can read it in Leviticus chapter 23. They're very interesting.
所以犹太人有七个节期，你可以在利未记二十三章里面可以读到。
So God commanded the Israelites at the harvest time, bring in the first part of the harvest to the priest.
所以这个节。他们的定规是等到收成的时候，你要把收成的那第一捆禾捆带到祭司面前。
So the priest would bring before God the on the day after the Sabbath, that's our Sunday, he would bring in the first fruits.
所以到了我们安息日的后一天，就是我们今天讲的主日，他要把那一个禾捆。
What I'm trying to say, that's the day that Jesus rose from the grave on first fruits.
也是说耶稣复活的时候，他就是 first fruit, 初熟的果子。
Yeah, so the priest waving this before God, it was a way of saying thank you for what's coming, the harvest that's coming.
所以祭司把初熟的禾捆在神面前摇一摇, 这是对神的祝福一个感谢。
You can think of it a little bit like you say grace before your meal.
就好像你在吃饭前要谢饭一样。
Thank you, God, for what we're about to receive.
要谢谢神, 要
So when Jesus rose from the dead, he went up into heaven to God and he presented himself as the first fruits.
所以当耶稣复活的时候, 他升到天上, 他自己就是那一个出手的果子。
It's the same idea. So the rest of the harvest is going to be like him.
所以将来剩下的收成都要像他一样。
Okay, so here's a little boy, and see how he's holding some of the grain.
看到这个小孩子拿到好像拿到收成的这个禾。
That's the idea. The priest would take that and wave it before God. Thank you, God.
所以祭司就要拿着第一收成的第一刀割下来到神面前去摇一摇。
Thank you for the harvest that's coming.
谢谢你要将要带给我们的收成。
Now this can also remind you, We should do this with everything. Always, always offer to God the first fruits of your blessings.
所以这是我们要铭记在心的，就是把你所得的所有的出手的果子都献给神。
Whatever we receive from God,
offer
God the first fruits.
我们要把我们的出手的果子。
Then all the rest will be blessed.
然后其他的神会继续的祝福。Okay.
So the Bible promises it's not just the resurrection of your spirit.
所以圣经应许我们不是仅仅救赎你的灵。
It's more than just the resurrection of your soul, your inner person.
也不是仅仅救你那个里面那个人，也不是救你的魂。
The Bible promises the resurrection of your physical body.
圣经还应许我们，我们肉身的身体有一天要得赎。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me close with this.
下面讲这个我们就结束了。Okay,
it is such a great salvation.
这个这么伟大的救恩。You
saw on the image of the shroud, whether it's authentic burial cloth or not.
你看到那一块裹尸布，不管它是不是真的裹耶稣的那一块布。
What is graphically pictured for us there is the enormous suffering that Jesus willingly endured.
但是你看到的那一上面是耶稣诚心诚意愿意替我们来承受的那个痛苦。
I think the Bible gives the best explanation.
我想圣经给了我们最好的解释。
Okay, he rose in glory.
他在荣耀中复活。
He rose in power.
他带着大能复活。
He rose in spirit.
他在灵里复活。
That is resurrection, the power of God.
这个就是耶稣复活的大能。
So Jesus has already paid the price for your sin.
所以耶稣基督已经为你的罪付上代价。
Now you must respond.
你对神的作为必须有一个回应。
Respond to what God has done.
对神的作为你必须有一个回应。
Don't ignore such a great salvation.
不要对这么伟大的救恩不理会。
This is Peter and the Apostle John, and when they heard, Mary told them, the body is gone.
这个是彼得跟约翰当玛利亚告诉他们说，哦，耶稣的身体已经不见了。They
ran to the tomb.
他们就跑到那个坟墓那里。All
that was left was the shroud.
留在那边的就是那一块裹尸的布。He's
risen.
他已经复活了。The
tomb is empty.
那个坟墓是空的。Hold
on. Okay, I'm going to read this from the slide.
Okay, 这个是在哥林多前书15章51到52节。
Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed.
我们不是都要睡觉, 乃是都要改变。
In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye,
就在一刹时, 眨眼之间,
perhaps in 1/40 billionth of a second,
也许就是400亿分之一秒的时间,
okay, at the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound.
号筒末次吹响的时候,
the dead will be raised imperishable.
因号筒要响, 死人要复活成为不朽坏的,
we will be changed.
我们也要改变。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let me close with a prayer.
让我们结束前, 我们做一个祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督,
we know you are alive today.
我们知道你今天是活着。
Lord, we know you see us and know us.
我们知道你看得见我们，你也认识我们每一位。
Lord, we know we are not worthy of your great salvation.
主，我们知道我们不配得你那伟大的救恩。
Yet we recognize it, Lord. We recognize it as the truth.
但是我们知道这是真理。
But the Father, in His great love, sent His Son to pay the price for our sin.
天父因他的大爱，差派他的独生子来救拯救我们。
Lord, I pray if there's someone here today who hasn't come to faith, saving faith in Christ.
主，我在这里祷告，若我们今天中间还有人不认识你。
This is the day.
这就是今天的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这就是主所定的日子。
This is your day.
这就是你的日子。
Trust in Jesus.
信靠耶稣。
We thank you, we pray in Christ's name.
我们感谢, 我们祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you.